Greetings. This is WTIP News from Wilder Smith on the Gunflint. And we're off into the second half of 2010. June slipped away just as quickly here in the wilderness as it does in the bustling, semi-civilized urban locales. Atmospheric conditions in the upper trail remained rather tranquil over the past 7 days. Temps were moderately cool, and spotty showers drenched some areas, while others barely dampened rain gauge bottoms. Beauty along the byway intensified as drifts of daisies pushed their way alongside the furrows of golden blooms. And, although fall is a ways off, the fluorescence of orange hawkweed reminds one of autumn shades to come. As of the full strawberry moon during the past weekend, I'm observing that the hummingbirds have returned. With new parenthood underway, they are attacking the sweet juice station with increased frequency. So once again, the airways are busy at Wilder Smith International. The saga of cabin-infiltrating squirrels on the south shore of Gunflint Lake continues. Latest report is that attempts are underway to live-trap the frisky critters. When corralled, they will be hauled away to some distant locale and released. Makes me wonder if they might become pests for another resident, or will they beat the releasers back home? A fine turnout came to another North Shore Healthcare Foundation barbecue last Sunday evening. The annual feed at Gunflint Lodge packed the house to overflowing as 70 Foundation supporters dined on the usual smoked ribs, chicken, along with salmon and all the trimmings. The dining experience was serenaded by the sweet music of Loon Lake's Gerald Thilmany. Proceeds from the event go to the organization's growing endowment fund. Thanks to all who attended. The June meeting for the Gunflint Trail Historical Society was held in the grounds of the Chickwack Museum and Nature Center last Monday. A large gathering of society members were given a sneak preview of the new facility. Along with tours of exhibits and trails, members were also treated to a fine shore lunch. A crisp north wind reminded folks about the pleasure of being lakeside in border country. What a splendid day. The coming weekend is loaded with County Independence Day celebration, none of which is any bigger than the long-awaited public opening of Chickwack as an end-of-the-trail destination. Located on Moose Pond Drive near the end of the trail, area folks and visitors are invited to make a day of it by coming early, hiking the new trail systems, bringing a picnic lunch to have on the grounds, attending the grand opening program at 1 p.m., being in on door prize drawings, watching as the winner is drawn for the famous Chickwack quilt, being a part of the ribbon-cutting ceremony, touring the new museum facility, and getting in on some afternoon refreshments. It should be a great event. Those planning to attend should be aware of signs along the trail with directions for parking and shuttle service to the site. Parking on the immediate Chickwack grounds is limited and restricted. Check the website, chickwack.com, the Chickwack blog, or stay tuned to WTIP for exact journey details. Carpooling is recommended. Following the opening day festivities, the facility will be open daily from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. through October 17th. There is a small admission fee. However, Gunflint Trail Historical Society members and families are admitted free. GTHS memberships can be renewed and purchased at the site. Then, after all of the daytime activities up at the end of the trail, there is still time to hit the many fireworks celebrations. Remember, the forest is still dry and vulnerable in many places, so have a safe and sane 4th of July. This is Fred Smith at Wilder Smith on the Gunflint, and that's all for now. Keep on hanging on and savor this special time along the Gunflint.